Media Station. Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Hey, good morning, 908 on KDXU. I'm Andy. Mello is here too. Hi, Mello. How you doing?
Good morning. It's a great day.
Oh, listen to that positive attitude. I love it.
Well, I'm going on vacation for a week after today.
Going to San Diego area?
Yeah. Gonna be nice and fun and cool.
You're going to go sit on a beach and tan?
I'm going to sit on a beach.
Do you have a book? Or what's your beach protocol there?
I just kind of chase kids.
You only have one kid left.
I know, but he likes to go out and boogie board, so I can't let him do that alone.
Send your husband.
Don't.
Go watch. You don't trust your husband, do you?
He's a big kid, too. I don't know. They need adult supervision.
All right. I won't ask where you're staying, but San Diego area.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find beaches there.
Yep, beaches. Yeah. I like to go to Old Town San Diego, go to the Mormon Battalion Museum. They have a really yummy Mexican restaurant down there.
Oh, there's a great Italian place in Old Town San Diego that I hit every time I go in San Diego area. We go to this Italian place. And I have never in my life had pasta and Italian food, meatballs, as good as this place.
You have to tell me that name when you
I will, yes, for sure. And I would tell you right now, except I can't remember the name of it. It's like Pepe's or Luigi. I don't remember.
Okay.
It's really good, though.
I'm excited.
I'll have to text my wife. Hey, honey, what's the name of that place? Yeah. That's usually how I don't Dr. Google it or Google thing. I ask my wife if I can't remember stuff.
Yeah, she knows everything. You should.
She does. So I, too, am going on vacation, but not for about 10 days. So you're not going to be here next Friday? Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
Oh, that makes me
sad. I'm sorry. I'll still be in sunny California.
Sad for me, happy for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, well, again, thanks for being here, folks. It is Open Line Friday, which means that you can call anytime if you want to be part of the show, 673-5890, and weigh in on, well, all kinds of matters. Certainly foremost, I think, on most people's, politically minded people's minds anyway, or the assassination attempt on Trump last Saturday, and then the nomination of Donald Trump as a Republican nominee, his acceptance speech last night. Now, you were telling me your impressions of him, just hearing him talk, he's changed a little.
Yeah.
You get a different feel from him a little bit.
Yeah, he feels a little bit more somber, not as abrasive and in your face. Like, it was really interesting also I listened to it last night, some of it, him telling his story, and he said he's only going to tell it once because it's so emotional to him. But he feels like he was protected by God, which was really kind of cool, because if you saw like where he got shot versus where his head was just moments before, it would have gone right through his head.
Yeah,
the shot. So
the fact that he turned his head, I mean, a split second before the bullet hit him. Those who are firearms people know that it was actually a high caliber rifle, too, 5.56 or something. I mean, this was a big gun, and it would have been gruesome. I mean, shot would have been awful. And it's sad that a man had to give it. Corey Comparator, fire chief, family man. Daddy daughter, they call him, you know, or a daughter daddy, I guess. So he's, you know, one of those guys that would sit and have a little play tea time with his daughters and let him put makeup on him. And just stuff that dads who have never had a daughter will never understand. I have two daughters. I learned how to paint nails and do hair and stuff that I humbly admit I had to figure that out because I wanted to make my little girls happy. And that's
so
just
sweet.
The way you do. So,
yeah.
Yeah, sad that a man lost his life, but very, very fortunate that our Republican candidate did not.
Right. I also heard that Corey actually covered his body over his family.
Yeah.
Protected
his wife and two daughters.
Yeah.
He jumped in front of them and covered them so that they wouldn't get hurt. And he literally died a hero. So a lot of questions right now about the shooting. And of course, we're finding more and more out every day. It's funny that the legacy media, they like to call them now, they keep using pictures of this kid from junior high school that did the shooting. But if you look at pictures, recent pictures, he has grown his hair out. He likes to wear women type clothes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Some recent pictures of him are not, it's not the innocent little kid everybody is saying it is.
No.
And I know the left is going to try everything they can to suppress that kind of information.
Yeah, I looked him up on Instagram like the night they announced his name. Mm-hmm. And there was only that one picture of like the side profile with his like long hair and his glasses. That was the only picture that I found of him.
Yeah, there's a couple more out there and they are mm-hmm. like, okay.
Interesting.
So let's talk about the Secret Service. This is supposed to be the elite protective service of political figures in America, especially presidential candidates. Now, from what I heard, there weren't enough of them there at the event, and they had to rely on local law enforcement to help out. But there are famous memes out there. So the director of the Secret Service, a lady by the name of Cheadle, Kristen Cheadle or something like that, she said, well, the roof was too sloped for us to feel like we could safely put someone up there. But if you look at pictures of the building that the shooter was on, it wasn't very sloped at all.
No.
And that very lame excuse doesn't hold water at all.
Did you also see that the day after they shot the sniper on the roof, the Secret Service was
standing
hosing
on it,
off?
Hosing it down, yeah.
Right. Hosing off the sloped roof with water. That's very dangerous.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Right.
So I saw this video yesterday of, it's not that building, but it shows a cow. Climbing.
I have it right
you
here.
Got it right there?
Yes.
Yeah. A cow climbing up onto a roof and walking around on a slanted roof. And they said, basically, it's safe enough for a cow, but not safe enough for
right. A
secret.
Yeah. It says, this cow on the roof in Switzerland is available to show Secret Service agents how to do it.
We can laugh now because the assassin was unsuccessful. It's still sad, of course, that a man lost his life. But I think if I was Corey Comparator's family, he's the guy that was killed.
Mm-hmm.
I would be so angry right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm happy Trump didn't die, but nobody should have died. This never should have happened.
No, they spotted him before and pointed him out as mm-hmm. a person of interest.
Now, I watched a great video of a sniper expert, a guy that trains snipers. And he said that close a shot for a sniper is a layup. It's easy, you know, it's a 99% shot that you hit your target. And he said that they train you within sniper distance. And you see, I mean, you can only go so far, but he says high ground you should never be given up in a sniper in a situation like this. And they gave up not only that roof, which inexcusable, unexplainable, either way, mm-hmm. terrible. There was also a water tower within like, I don't know, 500 yards. And they didn't secure the water tower either. Yeah. There could have been a shooter on the water tower.
Lucky for us, this guy didn't have any friends that were as crazy
Seriously.
As he was.
Seriously.
Because if there was more than one shooter, they shouldn't have also, I've heard, let Donald Trump stand up again at the end. Like, they should have just drug him out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty insistent, but you're right. But they never should let... If there was a question, so they're like, the story I'm hearing, the recent story is, we didn't know if the shooter on the roof was a friendly, that the Secret Service said they spotted him. They didn't know for sure if that was a police officer from the local police force or if that was actually a bad guy. And that's why they didn't take the shot. That's kind of some of the excuses I'm hearing.
Wouldn't they see where his gun was pointed?
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but... If, in fact, that is their reasoning, why wasn't there communication between the Secret Service and the local police department that said, no, we don't have snipers on the roofs?
Yeah, there was definite lack of communication.
Yeah. I just, it's unbelievable. The sniper expert that I was listening to the other day, he said, you can tell, you can tell they knew about the guy by the way the sniper reacted. He said he called it inside his scope. So he's looking through a scope. At the target, at this bad guy. He then lifts his head up and he says, goes outside the scope, is what he called it, just to kind of eyeball the guy.
Mm.
And then he said, he goes, when the shots were fired, he goes back inside his scope and fires right away. He said he didn't move his gun. He didn't change his gun. He didn't swing his gun around. It was on this guy the whole time. He says, that's how you knew, no matter what Secret Service says in the future, you knew, they already knew about the guy.
Hmm.
They were aware of him.
And also, did you hear that there was a police officer that had tried to get on the roof?
That is a true story. So what happened to two police officers? Wanted to investigate who this guy was. There was no ladder. There was no way to get up there. So the one officer hoisted the other officer up kind of on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And the other officer, kind of his head was above the roof line. He said, hey, what are you doing up there? And apparently this bad guy, and I'm purposely not saying his name, but apparently this bad guy swung his gun around and pointed it at the police officer. At which point he ducked and they fell down. And it was just seconds later that this bad guy took the shots.
Wow. So it kind of rattled him a little bit, probably.
Yeah, I think he knew his time was limited. He had to get it done right away. And maybe that caused him to maybe not be quite as accurate. Although I'm like you. I think that Trump turned his head at exactly the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I have stopped short of calling it a miracle because I don't know. It's a complicated matter.
They're calling it the millimeter miracle.
The millimeter
miracle. Is what the person that was talking at the RNC the other night called it. I think that's going to be on t-shirts someday. The millimeter miracle.
One thing that's come out of this is, we have some iconic photos from over the years. I love photography. I love great photographers and great moments. The Iwo Jima, the flag on the Iwo Jima. Turns out that one was the photographer didn't get a good shot the first time. They made him do it twice. I didn't know that until recently. But, there are just some really iconic and famous photos throughout the ages. I think the one picture from below of Trump raising his fist with the flag flying behind his head and the Secret Service surrounding him is one that will go down in history books. It's an iconic. It'll win photo of the year.
I believe so. Well, it depends on who's in charge of time. But maybe. That's possible.
Yeah, you're right.
That's possible. I also heard a little meme, and it says, an ear bandage is so unnecessary, says the people who wore a mask for 2 years.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
I do wonder what his ear looks like, though. I just want to see it. Like, I'm sure he'll get plastic surgery to fix whatever it was.
Yeah,
but
who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
They were talking about it yesterday with Donald Trump Jr. on the Clay and Buck show. And the fact that we didn't know at first. I don't know about you, but when I first saw the video, it was seconds after it had actually happened. And I saw Trump go down. And we didn't have the answer yet as to how he was. Mm-hmm. And for a few seconds after he was shot, he grabbed his ear and went down. I mean, not to be graphic, but Clay said, I thought the bullet was in his head. I thought he was going to die. And he was just telling America to fight, in lieu of him being around anymore. Mm. And that was scary. And for a few moments, I didn't know either. I saw him grab his ear. I saw him go down. He came up and there was blood. I just didn't know.
So were you watching it live then? Because some people...
No, I saw it a few seconds after, right after.
Okay, because everybody said this is going to be one of those moments where you remember where you were when you saw what happened.
Yeah.
Because I was in the car driving, and so I was listening to it on the radio, and all I heard was the president's been shot, and I was secretly thinking, oh my gosh, was it Biden? Like, did something happen to Biden? But then I found out it was Trump, and then I was like, oh no. So I had to call my husband and have him watch so he could tell me what happened.
Yeah. It's so grateful, obviously, that he wasn't seriously injured or mortally wounded. But I asked Jimmy Kesson, who's our political analyst, what would have happened if, I like to play a what if game, what if that bullet had been on target? What if Donald Trump was killed that day? What would we have done? Who would be the, he hadn't even announced a running mate yet. Now we know J.D. Vance is going to be his vice president if he wins, but he hadn't announced that yet. We don't know. And, it would have been chaos in the Republican Party.
It would have been chaos.
It would have been, dare I say, the best thing to happen to the Democrats ever, to have chaos in the Republican Party. Now, I'm not jumping on the conspiracy. You love conspiracy.
I do.
I'm not jumping on the conspiracy bandwagon saying the Democrats necessarily had anything to do with the assassination attempt. But
I don't think they did.
Certainly would have changed things.
I think that that's crossing the line. Like, okay. I think they'll do a lot of shady things with, like, the courts and, like, those kinds of things. I'm not going to mention the Clintons right now because I do believe in that conspiracy a little bit. But
the Epstein guy? And
the Epstein, I believe in that. I think they totally had him. Somebody had him killed for sure. Yeah, if we're going conspiracy theory. But if we're sticking to this, I don't think that the Democrats had anything to do with this lone wolf here.
Okay, if we're wading into conspiracy theories, we've already mentioned Biden once. We've mentioned masks once. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, and I say apparently because I don't necessarily believe what I'm hearing, Joe Biden has COVID-19.
I don't believe that for 2 seconds.
And he's supposed to isolate. He came out yesterday and said, on record, I've heard the quote myself, he said, the only way I will step down as presidential nominee is if the doctors tell me that there's some kind of health reason I should.
So they're going to call it COVID when it's really dementia.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that they're going to use this as a reason for him not to run and give him an opportunity to save face with the whole scenario so he's not looking weak, just sick.
Okay, I got a couple of texts here. Let's see. Hey, Andy, San Diego Italian restaurant Pericano's in Little Italy, the best from Patty Cordero from San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
My wife sent me something. Felipe's. Is what she said, the one that we usually go to in Felipe's Pizza Grotto in Little Italy. And ironically, I've been to Felipe's 4 times, I think, and I've never gotten the pizza because their pasta stuff is so... Oh. Their lasagna is like, blow your mind amazing.
Yes. Really?
So, yeah.
I make a pretty lean, mean lasagna, though. I don't know.
And then Gil sends me a text, said... President Biden has decided to... Well, let's see if I can get to this. It's a chart. All modern digital infrastructure, a project some random person in Nebraska has been harmlessly maintaining since 2003.
Harmlessly maintaining until the government raids it.
And Patty, by the way, Patty texted too and said, yeah, no, my wife is right. It is Felipe's.
Okay.
So Felipe's in Little Italy right there in the old town San Diego.
Yeah, we're traveling in groups, so it's kind of like I've got to like get my vote across because my husband's brothers and sisters.
How big a group?
So it depends on, like, we'll kind of break off, but there's going to be 9 families.
Oh, wow, big.
And all of us rent a different condo at the place we're staying.
Okay.
And then we'll venture out. So, like, when we get a section of the beach, we get a section of the beach. Like, because we come with our pop-ups and all of our kids that are running rampant. There's probably about 45 kids between everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a tribe.
A tribe. Now,
it's a tribe.
In your direct family, your immediate family, it's you, your husband, and your son are the only ones going? Or are there other kids?
Yeah, my other daughter has another trip planned, and my other daughter is working.
Okay, so just the three of you.
Yeah, so just the three of us, which
won't
will be nice.
Won't be a lot of romance if the kid's staying with you. But
no, that's okay. No. And then the mother and father-in-law are driving with us, too, in the car.
Ah, I see.
But they have a handicap pass, so I'm not going to complain. We'll get great parking everywhere we go.
Yeah. That helps. Yeah, for sure. All right, well, I think with the whole Biden thing, if I'm seeing stuff online now that he's going to announce he's stepping down this
weekend.
Stop
it.
Now, none of it's official. Yeah. It's people speculating and people with, I'm not going to say authority, people with self-presumed authority who are saying it's happening this weekend.
Okay, so who would he choose as... Who would the Democrats choose to take his place? Like, who would be strong enough to go against Trump?
Okay, this according to Jimmy Keston, if he steps down, there are $200 million in campaign funds that only he or his running mate, Kamala Harris, could use.
Oh, no.
If neither one of those get the nomination, that $200 million goes back to the whoever donated them.
Really?
And they can then give them to someone else if they want to, or maybe they won't. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But yeah, they would, that money can only be used by Biden or Kamala Harris.
Oh.
So.
I didn't know that. I thought it would just go to the next person.
No.
So they'd have to start from scratch to get
the
money.
Exactly. They would have to start fundraising from zero.
Can I mention one thing about the fireman and the other 2 people that were shot?
Mm-hmm.
Trump set up like a GoFundMe and started raising money. He's raised over $6.5 million for those families.
For the comparatory family?
And, not just the comparatory, the other two that were victims. Injured? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's giving that money. And then he had an actual check in his pocket that he pulled out for $1 million that he had just gotten to add to it. So he's like, and he's actually reached out. I love that he like reaches out to everybody. He knows all of the people that were killed in Afghanistan. Like he loves people and he wants to serve them. And that servant leadership is what I really admire.
Guess how much money he took for being president the first time around?
Oh, $0
and
0 cents.
One penny. Guess how much money Joe Biden has taken for being president for the last 4 years?
Oh, I want to know how much.
Over $1 million.
How did, I thought it was a little.
They make 300 something thousand a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's not to mention he's set up for life with speaking fees and all the extra stuff that he gets.
Right. Kickbacks from China.
It makes you wonder, 78-year-old Donald Trump, why he would do what he's doing. He's not doing it for the money. I have a personal story with Trump. I have not met the man, but a friend of mine, very good friend of mine from years ago, I was 19, he was 18, we were buddies. And his dad was killed. His dad was vice president of Trump Corporation.
Mm.
He was killed in a helicopter crash doing business for Trump.
Oh.
Trump could have said, all right, you know, we'll give the family a settlement or make them feel better. But what he did is he came to their house. The Hydes was their last name, H-Y-D-E. Came to their house and he said, I'm so sorry for what happened. I will miss him too, and I want to make sure you understand that your family will never want for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep paying his salary for the rest until you know forever, and I'm going to pay for your kids' college, every one of your kids' college
funds.
And I've heard story after story after story about Donald Trump that very similar to this.
Yeah,
and people, you know. There are so many lies out there about him, so many things about him that are, you know, just not right. And and I know this was a personal experience that my friend's family was taken care of by Donald Trump. And I've heard story after story about this man who has stepped up and taken care of people. He has a good heart. And maybe that's not what the Democrats want. Maybe they want an evil guy who's going to skim off the top of everything.
Another thing I loved about the RNC was during the introductions and stuff, one of the other people were on, one of his little granddaughters got up on his lap and sat there. She looked like the little girl from Bewitched, if you remember that show. She was just the cutest
Samantha,
little thing. Just No, that was the mom.
Was Samantha the mom?
I don't remember the little girl's name.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. That was Nick at Night that I knew that from. But
I watched them live. That's how old I am.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Those were reruns on Nick at Night for me. But I just remember that little girl. And just,
Tabitha. It was Tabitha.
Yeah.
I remember now. It took a second.
She loved her grandpa. And you don't get people to just love you just for, like, showing up for a picture. So that was pretty sweet. I liked it.
More from the Andy Griffin Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. I'm Andy. She's Mello. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back, 936 on KDXU. I'm Andy. Mello Finlinson is here as well. Hi, Mello.
Hello.
I'm going to task you with a project here. I want to give away, we have two more red light therapy things, but I'm not going to give them away right this next commercial break.
Okay.
Because I don't want the phone ringing for people trying to win a contest when we're still trying to talk. So, when we go to commercial break, you need to remind me, but as I'm going to break, hey, red light therapy, blah, 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 blah. This is
red light special.
Thrive Drip Spa, the benefits of full body light therapy. And it's funny, you and I had a chat about this and the whole naked thing. And I know you're in a room by yourself, but I can't do it.
You never did the tanning beds in the 90s?
No.
See, I used to work at a tanning bed for trade.
Really?
Yeah, so I would go work and then I would get
and you would get naked in the tanning bed.
Heck yeah.
Completely.
Well, no, you have a little protector over your eye. But in this one, you have nothing on your eyes, nothing everywhere. Wow. You're just laying it. But it's amazing. You need to try it.
I don't doubt it actually is very beneficial. I have a hang up. I guess it's a mental thing.
You can keep your shorts on if it makes you feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Okay.
You can.
Maybe so. Maybe I will. But we'll give those away here in about 10 minutes or so. I have a story to tell you, Mello.
Okay, I want
to
hear it.
Okay, so if you go to a restaurant and you order something and they bring completely wrong thing, or maybe you say, I don't want onions and dressing, right? And they bring you a burger covered in onions and dressing, what do?
I will sometimes take it, and sometimes I'm like, oh, do you think you could just take that off, or could you? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can just take it off, or just give me a piece of cheese. Sometimes if they forget that for my son's burger.
Say you're allergic to something and you order it without it and they put it on there.
Then
you're,
I would take it back.
Probably not
going
to eat it, right? Mm-hmm. What do you expect a restaurant to do? What is your expectation as a consumer?
I suspect they will take back the item that's incorrect and give me the correct item.
Okay. What if you go to a restaurant and an hour and a half later you still don't have your food after you've ordered?
Oh, I'm probably going to leave in 30 minutes or 45. Yeah.
At the very least, they should comp your meal.
Comp your meal, yeah.
If they screwed up and didn't get it done or didn't get it turned in or mm-hmm. whatever. All right, so this family went on a cruise. And as you know, I went to Alaska last year.
I went a couple years ago, too.
Great cruise. Loved it. It was fantastic. Ketchikan and Skagway mm-hmm. and Juneau and Anaconda. I mean, it was a really great experience. I went with Princess. I don't know what cruise. Do you
Princess.
Remember? It was Princess. Mm-hmm. Great, great experience. I really had a nice time. A family from Oklahoma took Norwegian, and this is not a slam on Norwegian cruise lines. Mm-hmm.
Just an experience.
Well, maybe it is a little. they went and did the traditional Alaska cruise thing. They had a family reunion. There was about 20 of them, maybe 25. Two or three moms and dads, a couple of grandpa and grandmas, some kids. You know, it was a family deal. So they got to Ketchikan. And Ketchikan, you watch, I think, is that the one with the lumberjack show? I can't remember.
I think I did the zip lining there. I don't know.
Anyway, in Ketchikan, you have to take, in this particular stop, Ketchikan, you have to take a shuttle bus to get to one of the attractions. Mm-hmm. So they had their little Norwegian little passes to get on the bus. They had a spot. They got on the bus, went to see the show. The show was over. It was time to go back. The cruise ship was leaving within an hour. It was time to go back. The bus was full.
Oh.
Now, the family says, the people that got left, and I had a little foreshadowing there, but they said they were letting people on this Norwegian bus who weren't Norwegian customers. They were not checking any tickets. They were just letting whoever wanted to get on the bus. So they go to get on the bus. The bus is full. And the driver says, look, I can't legally allow any more passengers on this bus, but I will be right back. I'll go drop these people off and come back and get you. And they're a little nervous because, you know, it's like a 20-minute drive back to the ship. They only had an hour to get back on the ship. But they're like, all right, well, I guess that's all we can do.
Right.
The bus never came back.
No.
It never returned. I don't know if the guy got a better offer, if the bus broke down, if he forgot.
Or he just told them that so they'd be quiet.
Yeah. It never came back.
Wow.
So they're a good, you know, probably 2-hour, 3-hour walk back to the ship.
Wow.
And the ship is leaving in less than an hour. Well, now at this point, in you know, they're thinking the bus is going to come back. So they're within a half hour of the ship leaving and they're stuck.
Oh, my word. I don't know what I would do. I'd send the fastest person to run back.
So they call a van. They actually call an Uber.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a van, like a 12-passenger van. They all pile into this van and rush back to the port. The ship was gone.
No.
It left them.
Oh.
So it was mostly adults that went to see the show. Left on the ship were grandma and grandpa and about 9 children under the age of 16.
No.
Also on the ship, and if you think of someone maybe my age or your age, I don't know about you, but there are certain medications I take every day that mm-hmm. make my life sane.
Mm-hmm.
All those medications were on the ship.
Oh, no.
And the ship left. And so, all right, so they're like, okay, what do we do? So they use their credit cards to fly to the next place that the ship is going to be.
They are really smart people.
They're trying to get back on the ship.
Sure.
Their kids are there. Grandma and grandpa are there. I mean, they're menacing. It's chaos. Well, by the time that the plane that they hire can get there, they charge up $9,000 or something like that for this plane. And the ship had already left again at the next port by the time they got landed and got over to the port.
No.
So then they had to hire a plane to go to the next port. They finally did catch up to the ship 2 days later. But so I'm thinking, okay, what a nightmare. This is awful. It's terrible, right?
I mean, that's awful.
That's about as bad as you can think of. So they issued a complaint. And I don't know if you've been on one of those big giant ships, you try to go to the customer service desk. There's like a line a mile long, right? To get to the customer service people. They wait in the line. They finally get to the front. They tell them what happened. And Norwegian's like, oh, that's a shame. I'll tell you what we'll do. And this is what Norwegian did.
Okay.
They treated it like a customer service issue. This is a quote, and not an emergency. They issued a statement that will reimburse the family for all the out-of-pocket expenses they incurred over the 2 days.
Okay.
Okay. And then they said, we will reimburse the families of the people that missed 2 days on the ship for a prorated 2 days of missing out on activities on our ship. Prorated 2 days, yes. And only if and when they submit all the receipts will they get reimbursed for what they spent to get back to the ship. Additionally, the guests will be receiving a prorated 2 day credit on any of our cruise ships. Well, you can't take a 2 day Norwegian cruise.
No.
So but they're going to get cruise. 2 days off. Mm-mm. And so they want the family to buy another cruise so they can get their free 2 days.
So they are reimbursing them for the air travel to try and catch the ship?
If they saved all their receipts. If they saved all their receipts.
Well, everything's digital pretty much, so that shouldn't be challenging.
And turned them in, and they are giving them 2 days cruise credit. I don't know about you, but it seemed like to me they brought out a meal that had stuff in it that I didn't ask for or that I'm allergic to. And they ought to comp my meal is all I'm saying.
Someone ought to call CPS on Norwegian because they let children be separated from parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It was grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
I think grandma was 78 or something like that. She basically had, and grandpa was in a wheelchair, so he couldn't really help. So there's grandma taking care of these 9 kids by herself. She's 70-something years old. And, mm-hmm. of course, these people have to go without their med. I can tell you this. I have restless legs. I've talked about it many times on the air. I couldn't sleep without my restless leg medicine. Mm-hmm. So I would have been sleepless for 2 days as well.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. Don't they do like a... And the grandparents would have said, hey, they're not on the ship yet.
Yeah, and you know what the crew would have said? Too bad. They missed it. Because they didn't know about the bus problem, right? The crew of the boat.
Yeah, like, sometimes reception on the ship is sketchy.
It's your fault.
That's so terrible. I would not. I think that'd be traumatic for the kids, too.
When I first pulled the story up, I was like, okay... It was probably their fault. They probably, and I've seen the video. I don't know if you've seen the video. People trying to run to catch their ship as it's leaving and stuff because they were drunk or they were buying too many souvenirs or their tour was late or whatever. I know it was a stressful thing for my wife and I when we went on a Mexican cruise a few years back and, you know, the bus, the van that they were driving in was having mechanical problems. And we're like, okay, we got 48 minutes. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was a major source of stress. I can't imagine these people. They did everything right. They had the right tickets. They did, you know, left in time to get back to the ship and the bus was full.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So anyway, I guess I'm calling out Norwegian a little bit because these guys, you got to take care of these people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Do you really want this PR nightmare to explode like it is right now on the radio?
Right.
All over. I mean, we're a big cruise town right here in St. George. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my listeners love to go on cruises. I love to go on cruises. And I can tell you right now, just this one story has made me never want to go on a Norwegian cruise.
Right. Especially if it's the bus chartered by Norwegian.
Yeah.
Like, they should have a check of all the passengers that are on that excursion.
And the people that got left said, Joshua Galt was one of them. He said they never checked anybody's tickets on this bus. They were just letting whoever wanted to get on. And then the bus never came back.
Oh my gosh. That'd be so sad to be left behind in Alaska.
Yeah. 78-year-old grandma, by the way, was the one that was taking care of the children. So
yeah, that's... So scary. I'd be so mad.
Okay, it is time to give away the Red Light Therapy to Thrive Drip Spa. By the way, they've got a new location. They're opening soon. Right now they're on Pioneer Parkway in Santa Clara. ThriveDripSpa.com is their website. Theralight 360 Full Body Light Therapy helps not only reduce pain and inflammation. I'm going to turn your mic down so you can answer the phone. But it includes, treatment for arthritis pain, nerve pain, soft tissue recovery, sleep disturbances, low energy levels, poor circulation, etc. Theralight 360 Plus, we have two passes to go and try the Theralight 360 Plus. Two of them, and each of them is worth three trips, so you can get the full treatment there with Thrive Drip Spa. Again, give us a call right now, 673-5890. I think we already have. Do we have a winner already, Mello? Are we already? Yeah, she's talking to somebody. That doesn't mean we've given the prize away yet, so keep calling. I think she's going to try to get caller number four for the red light therapy. 673-5890.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, and congratulations to Rob for winning the red light therapy through Thrive Drip Spa. Way to go, Rob. Also, I turned your mic off, but it's back on now.
I was going to say he was asking if he could bring his wife, and I said yes. Yes, you can, because there's two tickets, so you can both go.
That's why we did two.
I loved it. That was so sweet of you.
Although, apparently, you can't be in the same room naked at Thrive. I don't know.
There's only one. I think there's only one bed.
Oh, really?
There may be another room, but they're not in the same room. That would be awkward.
Yeah, I don't know. A couple of sad deaths yesterday. Lou Dobbs, a political commentator, passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of out of nowhere. Nobody knew he was even, I didn't know he was sick.
Uh-uh.
And then the other one was Bob Newhart. Now, Bob was 94 years old, so, you know, the fact that he died is not a shock, but still sad. I love Bob Newhart, and some of his comedy was just, I love the way he was an unassuming, humble, even stammering at times comedian.
Mm-hmm.
With a dry sense of humor. And
yeah.
I know a lot of folks my age and older, maybe some younger too, appreciate Bob Newhart. He actually never won an Emmy Award for all his TV stuff he did. He never won an Emmy Award until he made a guest appearance on The Big Bang Theory and played, I think it was Professor Neutron or something like that on The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
He actually won for a supporting actor at Big Bang Theory. He had two different, Bob Newhart Show and Newhart were his two shows. And I think it was a few years ago. I mean, we're talking 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of one of his shows, he woke up from a dream with the wife of the previous show. And apparently the whole seven seasons or whatever of the newer Newhart Show was all a dream in his head.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to watch that show with my mom sometimes, so I remember some of those.
Larry and his other brother Larry or something like that.
Yes, Larry
and
his
Daryl and his other brother Daryl, whatever it was. Anyway.
Daryl. Yeah.
It was
funny.
A long time ago. Anyway, it, you know, I think the world's a little darker place without Bob Newhart in it. So a fantastic guy, a great talent, and a funny guy. And it shocked me that he'd never won an Emmy before with all his years on. I think he was like something like 16 years, two different sitcoms on TV, and never won for Best Comedic Actor. I don't know how he could not win. He was
so funny.
Yeah.
That's
he had, in the first series, he lived in an apartment high rise. I think it was in New York City, and he had his doorman was a guy by the name of Norman Gorman, and he was a Mormon. He was Norman Gorman, the Mormon doorman.
I did not know that.
Yeah, funny. True story. True fake story.
True comedy, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Real quick, I've had a couple of people talk to me about the price of, eating out, and it is crazy now. I mean, if you go buy a hamburger, it's $15.
I know.
You know, and there's one place, a newer place in town, you pay $13 to $15 for the hamburger. It does not include fries and a drink.
No.
That's another $4, $5, $6, $7,
$8. No, I've been feeling the pinch of this because we're doing that kitchen remodel. I've had no kitchen since like April.
Oh, man.
So it's been not fun.
So advice number one on how to save money eating out is don't cook at home. But obviously that's not going to work for you right
now.
Not
as much. It's hard because it's all outdoors. But it's like camping. Yeah. It's fun.
A couple of other tips. This is from a great article written online, actually on DeseretNews.com, Deseret.com. The article was written by Carolyn McDonald, and she offers some advice to help you save money on eating out, to save money, period, on food. One of them is cook at home. The other one is maybe don't quite eat so much of the most expensive item on your menu, and that is meats.
Get a salad.
Yeah, eat more produce, although produce ain't cheap anymore either.
But, no, it's not.
Don't waste food. I am shocked. I am stunned by this fact that a lot of people don't save their leftovers. They make a meal or eat a meal at a restaurant, and there's food, a lot of food left over. They throw them out. You're not one of those people, are you?
No, what I do is I preserve the food in my fridge, and then I throw it away in 2 weeks when it's moldy. That's different. My intention is not to throw it out.
A lot of people do that. We are actually really good at eating leftovers, my wife and I. In fact, one of my favorite things to do, we'll go out to eat one night, and I know the next day at work or Monday at work, I'm going to have half of whatever I had the other night. And it's usually a really good. In fact, I have right now, but 30 feet from here in the company refrigerator, I have some leftovers from eating out the other day, and it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So save your leftovers. Don't waste food. Coupons, yes, they're still out there. Yes, they are still valuable. Even, you know, if you eat out, I would recommend, this is not a commercial for Dixie Direct and Starving Student, but you can quite often get buy one, get one free deals, or sometimes even just get stuff free with those two coupon. And I think there's a Green Pages out there. I think Senior Savior. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there that can save you money when you go out to eat. Honestly, if you're paying full price for a meal, well, you're not trying very hard because there are deals all over the place.
Yeah, I have the Dixie Direct, but I usually forget it. But my husband is so good about using his. He saves lots of money with that.
One of the things, ways to help you save money on food, this is something we've talked about for years, my wife and I, and it is 100% truth. Don't go shopping on an empty stomach.
Mm.
If you're hungry when you go shopping, you're going to buy stuff you wouldn't buy normally. You're going to junk.
I've also heard to shop the perimeter of the store.
Really?
Yeah. So if you shop the perimeter of the store, usually that's like the healthy stuff.
There's a lot of deals.
It's usually the healthy stuff, too. Like, it's the produce and just the things that you really need. Well, ice cream is on the perimeter of Lynn's, so maybe that's not true. But don't shop every aisle where all the processed foods are.
And a last bit of advice, just think about what you're spending money on. A lot of people don't even think about it. They just go through life and they spend, and then they're like, hey, I'm out of money. What happened here? Mm-hmm. Just step back for a second. Think about your budget. Think about what you're paying for. Ways to save money. All right. Mello, thanks for your help today. Congratulations, Rob, winning the Red Light 360 Plus Therapy.
Yes, it's a great time.
We'll be back on Monday.